There was an assassination attempt against Indian Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi today. A man fired several shots at Gandhi and other Indian leaders participating in an open-air prayer meeting. Gandhi was not injured. Six people received minor wounds when the gunman burst from the bushes, where he had apparently hidden prior to the ceremony to avoid security checks. He surrendered when guards surrounded him. Those in charge of Gandhi's security have been suspended, and an investigation is underway. Jess Moore, NASA's top official in charge of the shuttle program when Challenger exploded, announced today he's leaving his new post as director of the Johnson Space Center. Moore will take a leave of absence and then be reassigned to NASA headquarters in Washington. NPR's Daniel Swerdling reports.
The obvious question, of course, is this. Is Jess Moore leaving his job and taking a year off work because of the Challenger accident? Moore came under quite a bit of pressure before a congressional committee earlier this summer when his former assistant testified that he told Moore in detail almost a year ago that there were serious problems with the shuttle rocket's O-rings, the same O-rings that eventually caused the Challenger accident. That testimony flatly contradicted what Moore has been saying all along, that he didn't know the O-ring problems were serious until after the Challenger exploded. Congressional sources who've interviewed Moore told me that they have no way of knowing just who's telling the truth, Moore or Moore's former assistant. But one top congressional aide who met with Moore recently says the NASA veteran's been depressed since the Challenger blew up. He says, quote, Moore doesn't have the edge he used to. He's hollow inside, just like a lot of guys at NASA who worked on the shuttle. Jess Moore, the aide says, is not the man he was before the accident, and he needs a rest. I'm Daniel Swerdling in Washington.